Edmonton Rush looking to go 7-0. Zach Greer back in the lineup joins us now. Zach, I guess the big question, of course, how's the head feeling?
Yeah, feel pretty good. We kind of followed protocol the last couple weeks here and been ramping up the workouts and ready to go tomorrow.
Zach, I watched that play, and I don't think it was a dirty play at all, but it shows that, man, you got to have a lot of guts to go to the net in lacrosse.
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of a tough angle there, and just he was coming from behind from the slide side. So, you know, coming in a bad spot, but, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. It's a physical game, and that kind of stuff's going to happen.
Zach, have you had concussion history in the past? And if so, how did this one sort of compare with the symptoms?
Yep, I had a hockey injury a long time ago, which was I was out for a couple weeks, kind of similar. This one might have been a little bit, you know, worse on the first day. I was out of it for a couple hours there, but came back pretty quickly, and the symptoms weren't too bad during the week, so we were able to get back to the kind of 7-day protocol that they have now, and we started that midweek last week.
What goes into that protocol, Zach?
Well, it's basically just making sure that you're easing back into it. You need a full 24 hours with no symptoms, no headaches, that sort of thing, and then easing back into the workout. So you start with a light bike ride and kind of pick it up every day as long as the symptoms don't return.
You sit out. Obviously, it's frustrating to sit out, but it's a lot easier when your team wins. And you guys are rolling. You can win in blowouts. You can win in tight games. You can come from behind. Your team's got to have a lot of confidence, Zach. You're 6-0. You're playing a 1-5 team. Have you guys had the, which I'm assuming is the obvious conversation, don't overlook this team?
Yeah, absolutely. You said it. I mean, this league is so tight and so good that anybody can beat anybody if you're not playing your game. So, you know, we got to be ready to go. They're going to be hungry trying to get back into the race here. There's some things we can improve certainly over the last couple of weeks. So we got to make sure we're getting better every week as well.
Offensively, you know, you guys have only scored 8 goals the last 2 games. You've only given up 7-6, so you've scored enough to win. But you guys were rolling early, Zach. What do you guys got to do to get back in double digits offensively?
Yeah, that's some of the stuff I was talking about. You know, we got to get our feet moving, get back through the middle, and keep moving the ball. We get so many talented guys that anybody can put the ball in the net, you know, when we get the chance. So we got to make sure we're doing the little things right, sticking to the game plan, and kind of get that ball moving a little bit quicker.
What does Minnesota do maybe that's different? I know they got a very young team. What's the challenge that their defense will possess against you guys?
Yeah, these guys love to run. So they've got a lot of guys that can get up and down the floor and bury the ball when they get a chance. So, you know, offensively, we got to do a good job making sure they don't start leaking and get ahead of steam up the field or chasing them from behind. So we got to cut down their transition and make sure we're working hard and playing physical, trying to get through the middle.
Zach Greer from the Edmonton Rush joining us. They're 6-0, looking to go 7-0 tomorrow night against Minnesota. You talked about the hockey injury you had, so you were able to overcome it. What about that mental hurdle, Zach, of getting back in there and saying, okay, I got to go hard to the net even though I might get hit? How do you get over that?
Yeah, I don't think there should be any of that. You know, we've been playing the game for a long time, and it's a physical sport. So we're gonna bang around a little bit tomorrow and shoot around, get the feet moving, and shouldn't be any issues getting back at it tomorrow night.
Well, Zach, continued success. Glad to see you back on the floor. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.